All right, from Washington to the underbelly, not a very long trip. Every day here on the Rachel Maddow Show, we do so enjoy poking a sharp stick at the soft white underbelly of the right-wing scheme machine, giving you a little peek at their political playbook. Sometimes the political playbook is really hard to steal from them, it has to be said. Sometimes it takes a little bit of cloak and dagger. And sometimes it's actually handed to you on a silver platter. This is one of the easy days. The way they do it is they hand out these talking points. Okay, you guys, everybody hit the same point over and over again in the next 48 hours. And through the sheer force of repetition, it will start to sound like common wisdom. Oh, I've heard that somewhere before. They like to have kind of a low-level person or kind of not a very high-profile person prime the pump on this stuff. So we had Mr. Invisible himself, National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley, last week talking about how, yeah, well, we were wrong about Iraq, it turns out. Sorry about those 2,050 Americans killed there, but so what? It wasn't a Republican idea to go to war in Iraq. It wasn't the White House's idea. It wasn't Bush's idea. It was other people. It was other people who wanted to go to war in Iraq. So Stephen Hadley primed the pump last week. Then we had Bush's speech on Friday.
Intelligence agencies from around the world agreed with our assessment of Saddam Hussein.
Okay. By the way, Bush is giving another speech on the war today in Alaska on the same subject, and you're going to hear the same ridiculous argument. How do I know? Because they're not exactly subtle about this talking points thing. It's not like they tell them all to use their own language. Here's Republican Senator Pat Roberts on Fox News Sunday.
Now that we learned that there was a worldwide intelligence failure, I think a lot of us would really stop and think a moment before we would ever vote for war.
Before the French and the Israelis pushed us into war again. Those damn bloodthirsty Belgians! Here's Elizabeth Dole on ABC yesterday.
No question, all of the world, the intelligence communities all across the world, had the same intelligence. The French intelligence service had it. The Brits had it.
The Brits!
The UN had it.
The UN, the blasted UN, pushing us into this war, pushing us all the time, the pressure, from Kofi Annan rattling his saber. Here's John McCain on CBS.
Every intelligence agency in the world, including the Russian, including the French, including the Israeli, all had reached the same conclusion, and that was that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
The Russians were leading the charge into war. Remember that? Going on and on and on about the smoking gun ski being a mushroom cloud ski. This is really what they're trying to do. I mean, I know how this talking point stuff is supposed to work, right? It's not supposed to matter how ridiculous the thing is that you're saying. It's not supposed to matter how big and obvious a lie it is. The thing that you are saying over and over and over again in these talking points, the way this thing works, when you get talking points like this, it's not to restate the obvious. It's not to restate your spin on something that's already accepted. It's to make something new accepted. It's to push the envelope on what we understand to be common knowledge. It's to push the envelope in terms of what we stop questioning. The thing that you're saying in these Republican talking points, and they do this, it's apparent every single Sunday. It's supposed to become true by virtue of the authority of the people saying it. They don't just send out Ken Melman to say these things. They don't just put out press releases to say these things. They don't just plant stories on Fox News or Talon News or GOP USA or their other friendly media. They send out people who are authorities. They send out Elizabeth Dole. They send out Pat Roberts. They send out the vice president. They send out Condoleezza Rice. They send Colin Powell to the UN, right? You're supposed to be saying it over and over again, true by virtue of the authority of the people who say it, and the fact that it is said over and over and over again. Sometimes it's more artful than it was yesterday. Yesterday, it was pretty ham-handed. The international failure, the massive international failure, that was the weapons of mass destruction theory about Iraq. The international failure, the Russians, the French, the British, the Israelis, it was all them getting it wrong. But come on. You have to admit that this is ridiculous. They want us to believe that George W. Bush was swept into this crazy war plan that had been cooked up by Democrats. That was last week's talking point. And then the evolution of it this weekend, swept up in this crazy war plan that was cooked up by foreigners, cooked up by the UN to push poor George W. Bush into this war. Wasn't our idea. You know, they may have been able to convince Americans that Saddam himself was flying all four hijacked planes on 9/11. But even they can't believe that they're going to pull this one off. That this war was a foreign idea? Are they going to really pull this one off?